Shavua Tov, good morning.
Shavua Tov, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Baruch Hashem. Are you the only one on?
I am.
Okay.
I was.
Good morning, Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov, good morning.
Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatiyera. Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Tzadi. Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu. Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dor Sheyehudcha, Kevavat, Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kav Shin. Barhem Tacharem. Rachame Sidkacha Tamid Gamleim Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nae Adatach Pet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf Shavateinu Kabel Ushma Tziakateinu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufal Tari Yudtach. The letters of the month of Shavat, the bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Tzadi that created the constellation Deli, which is the astrological sign of Aquarius, the water carrier. Some people say it's the water pail.
Okay.
We have now brought in the energy of creation into our space, and we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy. And we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for that effect. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rachum V'Chanun Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseavon V'Afesha V'Chata'a V'Nakei. We're now going to read the various verses that connect to the energy of the various years. We're going to start with this year, the year of the goat. And we have two verses that connect to that energy. The first one that we will read is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letter of these words, we have three new Hebrew words, tzatz, ki, ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have two Hebrew words, dir, yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we read is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. This verse has the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, concealed within it, and the letters of the year, name of the year, are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Adivaku Asher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. We're now going to read two verses that connect to the year 5776, the year of the pause. The first of those two verses we will read is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rakatonim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayichaskum achechem ha'levim ad kilot hamlacha Yad yitkachu hakohanim, ki halivim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words, and when we take the first letter of those 25 words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe. La la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo, la la me, hey hey hey, a ka a, re ka ha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4 is the second of the two verses for the year of the pause. Bidhu ba Adonai, yo hey wa hey. Adead kibia yohe Adonai yohe wahe Tzur olamim. There are two verses for the year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever in its potential state. First of the three verses we will read is Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse we will read is 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyam. Asher yidchabe sham v'shavtem Eilai el nachom V'chalakti idchem V'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'chipasti Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse also comes from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. And for the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East, we only have one verse, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam ti makom leamil Yisrael. Untati v'shakan, ta'achta v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu. B'nei avla l'anoto, kasher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that has the energy of certainty in it. It's from Parashah Yitro, Pasuk 29. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Erchimud Hilu Hilu Erchimu L'yachta L'shem Yud He B'vav He B'yehudah Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananeh aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekucha Barichu Kolma De'aved Le'ela Witata Kola Yihu Kishot Be'ovada Tikshot Ve'leit Lach Mila Be'alma Divae Parnash ledachya leya mineya ulan hagabeya galana dehakulhu ovada dikshot inun wikola itzterich bialma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the ninth of Shabbat, Rabbeinu Nisim Gerondi, Rabbi Ezra of Gerona, Rabbi Yaakov Resher, Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak, the sixth Rebbe of Chabad, Rabbi Yehosef Schwartz, Rabbi Avraham Aminov, Rabbi Elizer Silver, Rabbi Nahum Abba Grossbard, Rabbi David Ben Rabbi Yitzhak Torsky, Ezra Hatsofer, Rabbeinu Yosef, the son of Shmuel Hanagid, Rabbi Yehuda Weber, and as our normal practice, when we don't have a class in the evening, we will read the Tzaddikim who will leave tonight, which is the 10th of Shabbat. Rabbi Shalom Mizrahi Didya ben Yitzhak Sharabi. Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak ben Rabbi Shalom Dovber Schneerson, the sixth Rebbe of Chabad. Rabbi Rachamim Chai Chavita. Rabbi Meir ben Yitzhak Katzen Eligenbogen, the Maharam Padua. And Rebetzin Rivka Schneerson, which is a granddaughter of the second Lubavitch or Chabad Rebbe. Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Sher of Slobodka and Rabbi Rachamim Chai Chavita. And the eighth verse of the Ana Bekoach we say in a whisper. Baruch Shem Kivah Kuchotah Le'alam Bayat. Today's class is continuing our preparations for the Tu B'Shvat Seder. You will find it on the Yashem web pages. Underneath the two pictures that are on the right, you will see a link for unique astrological events. When you open that link, scroll down to where it says to Bishvat, and you'll find two links. This is the second class, so it's part two. And it opens up to the location, Blessings Over the Bread, which is where we left off last week. One of the seven species associated with the land of Israel, referred to in both Biblical Hebrew and modern Hebrew as the land, Haaretz, is wheat, cheta, or chet. Wheat is pronounced chita in Hebrew and has a gematria of 22. 22 represents the energy of the 22 Hebrew letters. When one eats bread, which is made from any of the seven species of grain, one has the responsibility to wash hands, which is a spiritual ritual, prior to saying the blessing over the bread, and then immediately to say the blessing over bread, which includes dipping the bread three times into salt. Some of the salt particles will stick to the bread. When this is done, no other blessings are necessary to be said, although on holidays, additional blessings may be said. This is not true on days that are not holidays. Kabbalistically, adding salt to the bread is creating a center column in the Tree of Life, since salt represents the right column of sharing, and bread or wheat represents the left column of receiving. By mixing the two together, we create the center column. If one decides to have bread at this Seder meal, it is recommended that one also utilize the bread to go to war, the root of the word lechem, which means bread, against the desire to receive for oneself alone. This is done by having 12 chalot, loaves of bread, 6 long loaves and 6 round loaves, placed with the male long on top of the female, the round loaves. The male loaves represent the Yud and Vav from the name of Hashem called the Tetragrammaton. The female loaves represent the Hays from the Tetragrammaton. They are placed one Tetragrammaton, 4 loaves, on the right, one Tetragrammaton, 4 loaves on the left, and one Tetragrammaton, 4 loaves in the center. The Kavanah is to utilize these 12 chalot to take control of the 12 signs of the zodiac in order to have victory in today's battle, in this ongoing war against the desire to receive for oneself alone. If there is any bread left over that is not eaten at the Seder, it is recommended that one feed these to birds. The next step is to bless over the washing of the hands. And there are 13 words in that blessing, the last three of which is Al Netilat Yadayim. This is followed as quickly as possible as with the blessing over the bread. Which has the last three words, Lechem Min Haaretz. If you are saying a blessing over a wheat product like cake or pastries, which is not considered bread, there's a different blessing, which is Bore Mine Mizonot. one of the seven species associated with the land of Israel, referred to in both biblical Hebrew and modern Hebrew as the land is wheat, as we said above. Wheat is pronounced chita in Hebrew and has a gematria of 22, representing the 22 Hebrew letters and all of the energy of the endless vessel. The next step is to have a cup of wine. Before you pour a cup of wine, add 3 drops of water to the bottle. It is obviously all right to utilize grape juice, but the 3 drops is recommended to be poured even into the grape juice. This will allow you to get high, but will stop you from becoming drunk tonight at the Seder. Why is that? Water is a sharing item, an item that has the essence of sharing within it, while wine is a receiving item. Wine or grape juice has the essence of left column, receiving. Adding this sharing energy to the wine creates a central column, which then limits its negative impact on human beings. This is what the Kabbalists teach us to do. This is not the first cup of wine tonight. It is the one cup of wine tonight. In Genesis, the story describes the creation. It says there was evening and there was morning, Yom Echad, one day. Yom Echad means one day. It doesn't mean first day. Why does the verse not say the more normal Yom Rishon, first day? It teaches us that everything is included in this cup of wine. This first cup of wine is white wine or grape juice. It is white to show its purity and clarity. This is the wine that connects us to the world of Atzilut. This world is so refined that there is no fruit within our physical world that reflects this purity. In the physical world, the light must be protected from the negative system. This protection is the klipa, the shell or the skin or the peel, protecting from the negative system. In the world of Atzilut, there would be no peel. There would be no need for protection of the fruit. There is no negativity that would take something that belongs to another. There is no negativity that lacks the certainty that the Creator will provide for it and be concerned with taking what belongs to another. This is true even for energy. Each bit of energy knows to which vessel it belongs. In the world of Atzilut, the energy always goes to the correct vessel. Not like in the physical world, where we might receive a thought for a new business, or a new creation, or even marrying a woman or a man that belongs to someone else. As we drink this cup of clear wine, let's meditate on the letter Yud with its connection to the word Yad, which means hand. Let's meditate on the Creator and the closeness we can feel by being in purity of our intentions. The blessing that we say ends with the 3 words, Bore, Kari, Hajafen. When we say these 3 words, we stop at the word Bore creates. And we peer into the wine cup in order to see the reflection of our forehead. Because there is a gematria relationship between creation and the wisdom within and projected onto the skin and the lines of the forehead, as we will discuss when we read the Parasha of Yitro next week. When you pick up your Kiddush cup, it is best to have two people, one who will say the blessing and one who assists by raising the cup. But in either event, if you only have one person to do this, the method is to take 10 fingers and touch the outside of the cup as you raise it above the table. That represents the number 10, which is the letter Yud in Hebrew. Then the cup is placed on the right hand of the person who will say the blessing. His five fingers represents the hay of the upper worlds. But because this world is an upside down, what appears on the bottom of the cup is really on the top of the cup. Next, we will cover the top of the cup with our left hand, because the cup itself represents the Vav, and the left hand on the top of the cup represents the lower hay. Since the lower hay has no light of its own, we remove that hand, and we are now ready to say the blessing. And this applies to any time one is reciting Kiddush, any time one is saying the blessing over wine or grape juice. Our next action, I should mention one other thing. The person who says the blessing should drink at least a half of the cup of the wine. And then at Tu B'Shvat Seders, have someone refill that cup with the appropriate wine for the next world, which we will discuss as we go through the steps. So our next step is actually to sing. Singing is an important part of the connection to the Creator. It's something that people need to realize. It's the reason that I'm singing, although my voice is horrible and my tunes are ridiculous, but it is my attempt to bring singing into our studies when I sing, chant the Zohar or the blessings or whatever we're saying in Hebrew. I strive to include song because it elevates the connection. It makes it easier to connect to the Creator. The first song that we sing is recommended as the Song of the Sea, known as Az Yashir Moshe. There's a very significant teaching about this song. This is the song that was sung by the children of Israel after the sea had split and after the Egyptians had been drowned. The translation of Az Yashir Moshe is, then Moshe will sing. And it's referring to the coming of the Mashiach. Most of the minions say the words of the Song of the Sea every day. Very few of them sing it. The sage Svadimet, from the 1800s, he teaches that when we sing, we join all of creation in singing praises to Hashem. We have a midrash called the Perek Shirah, which indicates which song of praise an individual species is singing to Hashem all of the time. He continues teaching that the effect of our singing does teshuvah for all of the destructions that man does in the world. Hashem has created a myriad of living things. The song that is sung by each species, by each world, by each universe is unique. Every human being is considered a world unto itself. When humans sing, they do not need to sing in a unified fashion. So sing the song you know. Sing with the intention of being unified, whatever the sound. Even singing Ya, Ya, Ya is a song. I would also mention, it is best to sing the syllable Yah rather than other single syllable sounds that many people sing. Yah is the Hebrew word for the two upper worlds of Atzilut and Beriah. They represent the Yud and the He, which is the sound Yah. And this first song of Atzilut represents both hope for the future and a unification with the present. While you sing, meditate on the letter Yud, which is the smallest letter in the Hebrew alphabet. The Yud represents the union of God and man through the attitude of humility. Here is another song. Im tirtzu, im tirtzu, ein zo agada, ein zo agada, liot am chavshi. Pe artzanu, eretzion, pe yerushalayim. If you will it, it is no dream. If you will it, it is no dream. To be a free people in our land, in the land of Zion and Jerusalem. These words by Theodor Herzl and Naftali Hertz Imber. The next state is a meditation. The modern state of Israel was founded due to the vision of Theodor Herzl and others of the previous generations. The modern state was founded in the land as fulfillment of many of the prophecies in the Book of Prophets. Actually, the modern state is founded on two principles of Zionism that are mutually exclusive. One is that we want a country like all other countries. And the other, we want a country that is a Jewish state. These are actually mutually exclusive. Because to be a Jewish state, we cannot be like all other countries. We must be a symbol to the world, a light to the world, as we are directed by the Torah. But this is the founding, this is the paradox of the modern state of Israel. The modern state of Israel is truly a hope for the future. And is and has become a powerful economic engine in the present, both for high tech and for ecology and for many other industries. Health, also, many other industries. The modern state of Israel has a very significant impact on all of the world through these issues, through these companies. And much of the technology that we use in today's world comes from the modern state of Israel. The hope for the future is that eventually the population of this country will choose a government which will be based on Torah law, and that the Sanhedrin will be recreated. Until the tribe of Judah, the Jewish people, unify, this would be premature. Till the Jewish people, the children of Israel, unify, this process of the Torah law and the Sanhedrin would be premature. Unification can only be achieved when there is an appreciation for the diversity of the creation. In your meditation or in your discussion, here are some questions. What do you hope to change about yourself? Because you can't change anything else. And how will that change the world? Please hold on a second. Good afternoon. Sorry about the delay. Our next step is the wine for the second cup. And as the second cup, it says on Yom Sheni in Genesis, in the story of creation, this is second day. So what is positive about the number two? And what is negative about the number two? And here is a hint. The positive aspect and the negative aspect are the same thing. Pour a second cup of wine. Pour from the wine bottle. But don't forget to add 3 drops of red wine to the glass. Notice how the red spreads through the purity of the white and changes its color. This is a cup of wine that is white wine or grape juice, yet it looks different than the first cup. This is to show the influence of the lessening of the light as we reduce our purity with the 3 drops of red wine. Know also that our desire is increasing as represented by the red wine, coming from the left side of the tree of life. This is the wine that connects us to the world of Bria, creation. The world of creation, Olam Bria, represents the mind and intellect. It represents the limited aspects of our consciousness in relation to the unlimited aspect of our unconscious. One of the actions we are to do in this physical world is to expand our consciousness by revealing more of our unconscious, by becoming more aware of our true motivations. This is the process of the binding by striking tool. Again, we say the blessing. Again, we pick up the wine and connect to the tetragrammaton. Again, we try to see the reflection of our forehead in the word Bore. Now we are ready for our first plate of fruit. We are in the world of Bria. The fruit that has its root in the world of Bria has an edible peel with an edible pit or seed. These fruits usually have multiple seeds as well. And here is a list of these fruits. Grapes, figs, apples, etrogen, which are citrons, lemons, pears, raspberries, blueberries, carobs, and quinces. It's interesting to note that raspberries and blueberries are included in this list, where most of us would not think they come from trees. And they don't in the normal scientific nomenclature. But the Torah teaches a different idea of what is a tree. This is why bananas are not included in the blessing of Ha'etz, but in Adama. And seeds are included edible, are considered edible in this system, whether people choose to eat them or not. When we eat a fruit the first time in a season, we say an additional blessing, in addition to the normal blessing for that fruit. This blessing, the additional blessing, is called Shechianu, after the first significant word in the blessing. This blessing is a thank you to the Creator. We are expressing appreciation for being alive at this moment. So the blessings of the blueberries and raspberries is a different blessing. But if you have said the Ha'etz for something else, for this second fruit, the world of Bria, then you do not need to say the Borei Pri Ha'adama. But if you have not said it, and the fruit on the plate that you're picking from is blueberries or raspberries, etc., then you would say the blessing of Adama. And then if you were to eat an apple afterwards, you would say Pore Pri Ha'etz. Thank you. The blessing of Shehyanu is an interesting blessing that very few people talk about at length, and I'm not going to be one who has the time today. But I will mention to you just the English translation. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, ruler of the universe, who has kept us alive, sustained us, and enabled us to reach this season. There's much to contemplate in that sentence. The second song that we recommend is Hine Matovu, which comes from the curses that Bilam directed toward the Jewish people that are actually blessings. This is the discussion and the meditation that we recommend. During this, at this point, we need to recognize our ego. And the 37th name in both the 72 names of God and the 72 names from the Tzaddikim is the same letter sequence, Aleph, Nun, Yud. Ani. This sequence spells the word Ani in Hebrew. And this word Ani means I. The same letters in a different order spells the word Ein. Aleph, Yud, Nun. And the Hebrew word for nothingness is Ein. The process of binding by striking is a paradox, where we've transformed separation into unity. What this actually accomplishes for an instant, we transform our I, our ego, into nothingness. This is what actually creates unity. Let's take a minute to transform our egos into nothingness as the method of becoming one with Hashem. Our next step is the third cup. In the third cup of wine tonight, in the third day of creation, the day is said there was evening and there was morning, Yom Shlishi, the third day. And this cup is one half white and one half red. Its appearance is rosy. This rosy wine connects us to the world of Yetzirah, the world of formation. Olam Briah represents the volatility of the emotions. We have many emotions, and we have many levels associated with each emotion. Some of our emotions are strong, some are weak, some are intense. Some are slight, some are pale, and some are colorful. We have many emotions, just as we have many types of fruits of varied colors and shapes and tastes. Pick up the wine cup, say the blessing, along with all of the other Kavanah that we have mentioned about the wine. I will mention one point that is at this section, but it applies to others, all of the saying of the wine. Normally, the Ashkenazi and the Sephardi say, Bore Pri Hagafen. But the Yemenites say, Bore Pri Hagafen. The letter itself has a dagesh in the gimel. The gimel is one of the double-sounding letters. It has a J sound with a dagesh, and it has a G sound without the dagesh. What is correct? Follow your own custom. There's no right or wrong. As we are taught by the sages about studying the Zohar, the letters will correct the mispronunciation, although it is best for you to do what is right. I choose to say Hajafen because the Yemenites were essentially segregated from the Europeans and from the Middle Easterners, except they kept their traditions, and they are considered to have the closest connection to the world of the world of Judah, the country of Judah, before the destruction of the first temple. It's suggested that they have the closest connection to what was happening at that source, at that seed level. And if they pronounce it Hajafen when there is a Dagesh, that is the appropriate way. You will sometimes hear me forget and pronounce it Hagafen, because this is the way I was raised, and we don't easily forget what we were learned, especially what we learned as children. We have to work at changing those thoughts and those values. The next step in the world of Yetzirah is the second plate of fruit. This fruit has its root. In the world of Yetzirah, it has an edible peel, but the pith or the seed is inedible. Fruits like olives, dates, cherries, jujubes, persimmons, apricots, peaches, loquats, plums, and hackberries. When we eat a fruit the first time in the season, don't forget to say the normal blessing for that fruit. And this additional blessing is called Shehechianu. I'm going to skip the discussions of the blessings because we have really done those already. And skip down to the third song. And we again sing the Song of the Sea as the recommended song. But others will sing other songs, and there is no right or wrong to that aspect. But it is good to realize that in the parasha of Beshalach, which we are within this week, is the Song of the Sea. And in the Song of the Sea, in the Torah scroll, there is a protection shield known as the Magen David. And it's recommended to view that, or when you're singing it, to remember that protection shield, because that is what you are creating. The meditation, the discussion. Many times during the day, an Orthodox Jew saying his prayers says the verse, Poteach et yadecha. The translation of this phrase is open your hands to receive all the energy in the Aleph Bet, which is the word Et. The first letters of this phrase spell the name of God, Pe Aleph Yud, within the 72 names. This name has a gematria of 91. The same as the word Elan, which is a word for tree in Hebrew. And we have spoken about the two words for tree in Hebrew, Elan and Etz. Let us open our hands to receive all that Hashem wants to share with us during the next year of the tree, this year of strength and binding by striking, which is the nature of the tree, because it grows against gravity. It grows to be the tallest living thing in this world. Much to contemplate in that discussion. We now reach the fourth cup. And in the fourth day, in Genesis, it says, Yom Revi'i, the fourth day. And this red cup is all red wine. This all red wine connects us to the world of Asiyah, the world of action. Olam Asiyah represents the fullness of life. Life is varied and full of pleasures. It is up to us to reach out and take all that we desire. It is up to us to do this as a form of good deeds, or mitzvot, through our Torah study and acts of tzedakah and other acts of chesed. Again, we will say the blessing of the wine, and if necessary, the blessing of Shechianu when we eat the fruit. We are in the world of Asiyah. The fruit has its root in the world of Asiyah, has an outside peel that must be discarded with an edible pit or seed. Pomegranates, walnuts, almonds, pine nuts, chestnuts, hazelnuts, coconuts, Brazil nuts, pistachios, and pecans. When we eat a fruit the first time in a season, we say the Shechianu. And again, I will skip the discussions of the blessings. The fourth song that is recommended, since we are getting close to the end of our Seder, we will sing two songs. One song is the national anthem for the modern state of Israel. It is called Hatikva, and it translates as the hope. Hope for the future. Hope for the present. And what are your hopes? The second song, our final song, is Shir HaShirim. This song celebrates the unity of the Jewish people with Hashem, using the love affair between a man and his bride. Depending on your state of consciousness, have the kavanah of your unity with the Jewish people, and your love for God, or just your love for your spouse and your family, or your love for your future spouse if you are not married. The meditation that we recommend, the 45th name of God, sets in both sets of names, is Samach Aleph Lamed. In a different order, these words spell Lasa, Lamed Samach Aleph, which is the Hebrew word for yoke. Let us spend a minute to understand that when we transform our ego into nothingness and connect to Hashem, we are accepting the yoke of Torah and the yoke of service to Hashem upon ourselves by our free choice. Or perhaps not, as we all have free choice as part of the beneficence of Hashem, the goodness of Hashem. And also note that the word Adam has a gematria of 45. Adam is a word for man in addition to being a name. Adam is a word for mankind, male and female in unity. Back to back, front to front, face to face, it's a unity. Male and female. And we do have, as the last step of the Seder, a blessing after a meal, which can be the blessing of the seven species. If we did not eat bread, or the normal benching that we would do if we did eat bread. There is one final comment that I want to make about this parasha of Beshalach that is not part of the Tu Bishvat celebration. But we will be reading the Song of the Sea in the Torah on Tu Bishvat this coming Shabbat. And one final thought to remember, during this week, it is good to say the chapter on the manna that appears in this parasha. It's Exodus chapter 16, verses 4 to 16, excuse me, 4 to 36, 32 verses. 32 represents the 32 paths of wisdom taught in the Sefer Yetzirah, the world of Yetzirah, the spiritual world that we are striving to unify with, striving to bring Malchut up to this world, or bring that spiritual world down to Malchut. The choice is yours as to which way you go. On the Hashem website, in two locations, you can find the chapter of the manna. One is on the same link that you did today, the unique astrological events. And it is called the Parasha of Beshalach, the chapter of the manna. And you'll find the link on that page. Or if you are familiar with the recordings link, at the top of the link in that page this year, you will find the chapter on the manna. It is best to say it on Tuesday morning. It's best to say it every morning this week. The purpose of saying this is to draw sustenance into the world, which is what the manna, the spiritual bread, represents. By drawing that sustenance into the world for other people, you are bound to improve your own sustenance. Chag Sameach. Have a good week. And I am open to any questions at this time. Classes this coming week. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the early class, the 4:30 class, West Coast time, will be a mini Zohar class. The 7 o'clock on Monday will be an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. And on Tuesday will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. On Wednesday will be questions and answers. Thursday we have a somewhat same schedule but somewhat different in that the 4:30 class is an advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class. Next Saturday at 6 o'clock we will have Havdalah, and at 7 o'clock we will have a Zohar class relating to the Parasha of Yitro. Next Sunday at 10:30 in the morning, the same time as this class, we will begin our preparation for the many weeks, approximately 12 or 13 weeks of developing Purim, Pesach, the counting of the Omer and Shavuot. Some people teach these holidays as separate and individual holidays. I teach them as what they are, a unique period that is combined. These next 13 weeks represent, or actually 15 weeks after Tu B'Shvat, they represent this period of unity and elevation and cleansing, all associated with the holidays, but associated with the calendar and the energy of, that the calendar teaches us about. So we I bid you all shalom. Have a wonderful holiday this coming Shabbat. Shalom to all. Be well.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you, Hanok.